letters that aren't in Scripture. This is a church that has heard so much from this man. And by the time you come to chapter 13 here, you've now got a total of 29 chapters written to them just in the two epistles that are inspired by the Spirit and placed in the Scripture. And yet, he says to them in chapter 13, verse 5, test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test? After years of ministry under the Apostle Paul, after years of instruction from Paul and from his emissaries sent to that church on the behalf of Paul, after years of professing and confessing Christ, he says, you must go back to the very beginning and examine yourselves to see whether you are really in the faith. In fact, this should happen in the life of the church as a normal course. What do you mean by that? Every time you come to the Lord's table, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, every time you come to the Lord's table, as often as you eat this bread, verse 26, and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner, and that would be someone who was not genuinely saved, for sure, shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. If you are a false Christian and you take communion, you become guilty of His death. Let a man examine himself. Every time you come to the Lord's table, it is a time of self-examination. If you don't do that, if you're unwilling to do that, the likelihood is you have found a comfort zone in your self-delusion. There's a fourth matter that I think seduces people into this delusion. A fixation on religious activity, a fixation on religious activity, being in a church, being with people who call themselves Christians, reading quote-unquote quasi-Christian literature, talking about God, as so many people say today, feeling spiritual, even being in a Bible study, being a part of some Christian organization.